All right, everyone, it is time to continue playing Paladin of the Sky.
Paladin of Option. New game. Continue now.
Let's go ahead and load the game. Here we are in...
You are in Jopolis.
Zopolis? Jopolis?
A monster rabbit has challenged you to a battle. Use a selected...
Let's go ahead and fight this.
Yeah.
Kelly cast... Monsters. Use...
Yeah. Energy burst!
Kelly... Monster... Kelly has gained 20... Kelly...
There we go.
Jopolis Market.
So first we have this place. This is a marketplace. We need to look for the galactic dust. Bound to be around here somewhere.
Game info. Total. Would you like to say no?
Alright.
Welcome to the Jopolis Market. Select an item from the list. 20 health points, 1 strength point, 1394 coin, 1 defense, 1 impact point, 297 coins.
I'm gonna buy some impact.
Successfully purchase the upgrade. You now have 580 coins. Select potion, 1 impact point, 1 defense point, 12 coin. Successfully purchase, select 20 health potion, 1 impact, 1 defense point, 18 coins. Success, select 1 defense point, 26 coins. Successfully purchase the upgrade. You now have 524 coins. Select an 120 health potion, 1 impact point, 1 defense point, 36.
I'm gonna boost her defense because it's pretty bad.
Success, select potion, 1 defense point, success, select 1 defense point, 60 coins. Success, select.
All right.
381 coins.
Now there should be a galactic dust around here somewhere.
Game. Which saving game? Game save. No.
If I can find it here.
No.
Ha.
Kelly found a galactic dust.
So it's to the right of that. Shopkeeper. Alright, so let's get out of here.
Shop.
Let's go back over here.
Game. Kelly's health. Would you saving game? Game.
Alright. So we have that. I'm going to continue to walk here. Got a person over here.
This restaurant has been under construction for years. I can't wait until it opens. Close until further notice.
So we can't go there. That's closed off.
This is a big building. Some say it houses a sort of power plant deep inside of it which powers the entire planet. Roll dice.
Right.
Use it.
Yeah! Energy burst!
Kelly, monster, Kelly has gained 25 XP. Kelly has received 2 coins.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to grind just a little bit.
Audacity.
And then we will go explore and see if we can find the boss. Alright everyone, I have made it to level 8. I bought some more defense.
Paladin.
Let's continue. So we have...
8 impact, 24 strength, 15 defense.
Yeah. So hopefully this should be enough to take down the boss. Let's go over here to the door over here. Should be somewhere.
A fire run.
No. If I can find it. Oop, hold on.
Jopolis Core.
Alright, so the way you go west. From the doorway. I learned this the hard way. She go west.
A mini drag.
We're gonna retreat from these enemies. Because I want to get this done as quickly as possible. So, going over here. If I can find the... I may have messed this up. Let me see. Let me go back over here. Let's see if I can find the thing going to the left here. Just walking along the wall. I'm going to the right, and I think I just messed this up majorly. I'll find it. It's a dead end. There are little dead ends here. Let's see if I can make my way. All right. Yep. Just making sure I'm. There we go. Now let's trail along this wall. Seeing we should be coming up to some stairs. Now here's where we go left. Now, sooner rather than later, we're going to come to a few dead end passages, which, if these enemies would leave me alone. Dead end.
A baby dragon has run.
No.
A mega thug has run.
That's a dead end.
Run away. A mega thug run. 240 of 240. Up. A
sky slayer. Come on. Now we're going west. So the best tip I can give you is to always trail walls, because if you do that, you will not get lost. Hopefully. Well, that's probably not the best thing to say, because now I'm starting
Kelly
to get
successfully.
Lost. Let's see here. Unless I'm going in circles. Let's see. Circles.
Run up.
That's fine. Yeah, I am. It's a dead end.
A sky slip. Run.
It's somewhere here, though. So let's try going this way.
Run.
Problem with this area is there's a lot of twisting passageways and things like that.
Run. Run.
That just took me back in a gigantic loop. And let's try this again here.
Run.
So we're passing by a whole bunch of different alcove areas.
Run away.
I think one of these. Supposed to take me where I'm supposed to go. But let's see. Not that way. Developer.
Run.
I found it earlier while I was exploring, but and of course now I can't find it at all. Which is how these things always go. Alright, let's see over here. If I can figure out where I'm going.
Run away.
Aha.
Run.
I don't know if I ever told you guys, but I am very bad at map navigation. This will only get worse as the game continues. Yeah, I'm going back the way I came. I can tell. Yep.
Run.
Run. The wall is to my left.
Run. Run.
Oh, man. Come on. Come on, you stupid game. Yes, they're here.
Let's run.
Unless, of course, I'm going in circles. Aha! Alright, so if you can hear that.
Game info. Saving game. Game saved.
I need to find. Aha.
Kelly found a galactic. Kelly. We're saving game. Game.
Alright, now let's keep going here.
Kelly. A sharply dressed man in his mid 20s said.
And we get a cutscene.
Jaden? Kelly gasped. That's right, honey. Jaden said, laughing insanely. A flashback commences. Kelly, darling, I've brought you flowers. a younger version of Jaden said. For me? Kelly said. Oh, you didn't have to do that. Kelly said, blushing bright red. Of course I did, hun, Jaden said, giggling. I needed them to get you in the right mood. Right mood? Kelly asked curiously. Kelly, I want you to marry me. Jaden said, his face breaking into a huge smile. Jaden, you mean it? Kelly gasped. Yup. He said. Time goes by. Jaden? Kelly asked quietly. Yes, Kel? He replied, also quietly. I need to tell you something. Kelly said, slowly.
Uh-oh, why do I have a bad feeling about this?
What is it, darling? Jaden asked. Given that our wedding is tomorrow, I thought it important I tell you something. Kelly said. Fire away, Kel. He said, gently touching her shoulder with his hand. I'm a dragon halfling. She blurted. The room went still. The first warning sign was Jaden's hand moving away from her shoulder, the second warning sign was his lack of movement. What? He said, coldly. The wedding was cancelled, and they never spoke again. Jaden became a soldier during the Dragon-Human War 3 years later. The flashback ends. Although the current situation was most certainly a dream, the flashback was definitely not a dream. This dream brought back those past events so vividly, and she nearly collapsed into tears. I'm Emperor of the Galaxy now, darling, and I'm here to destroy you, like you knew I would someday.
Really? I highly doubt that.
Emperor Jaden has challenged you to a battle. Use a select a drag.
Energy burst!
Kelly casts a perfect energy burst, dealing 10 damage. Emperor Jaden attacks Kelly, dealing 33 damage. Select 80%. Use select a
energy burst!
Kelly casts a perfect energy burst, dealing 10 damage.
Actually, for an emperor, he's pretty crappy.
Emperor Jaden attacks Kelly, dealing 36 damage. Select 60%. Use
energy burst!
Kelly,
energy burst!
Kelly, 20%. 102 of 200.
Energy burst!
Kelly, Emperor Jaden defeated.
That was far too easy.
Kelly has gained 200 experience points. Kelly has increased to level 9. Strength has increased by 3, defense by 0 and health by 30. Kelly has received 50 points. What an absolutely dreadful dream. I said, still shaking from the traumatizing dream. In a different cabin, Kelly tossed and turned in her sleep, whimpering Jaden, no, Jaden, no. I decided to head to breakfast, so I informed my mother who said she would also come.
Now.
I should head to breakfast in the fucking dining area. Kelly slept in the bed. Everyone's health, which, saving game. Games, you are in cabin 101.
Alright, so here's what I'm going to do.
Enjoying your trip so far?
That I want to do, and the first thing is to go through all these cabins and see if I can find anything, because there is a treasure here somewhere. So let's see.
You are in residential floor 5.
So let's start at the end of the hallway, right here.
Cabin 109. You can run away from battles sometime, but only if the enemy seems to come out of nowhere.
That's great.
The time is 8:10 a.m. Today's date is Saturday, August 18th, 2040.
Alright.
Dice can be deadly weapons if wielded properly.
Nothing else in here.
Get out of my way. I've got to use the bathroom.
That's great. So as you'll find, a lot of these people say random things that are not at all useful, but they're funny.
I've flown in one other Joy Cruiser before. It was the Tornado. I must say, Paladin is much better.
The Tornado? That's great.
Something smells bad in this cabin.
I don't even want to know what you're doing in here.
I'm a soldier for the Global Society.
Oh, that's great.
I hunt down and kill halflings.
Well, I'm glad you don't think I'm a dragon halfling. Let's see what's in here.
Staying inside for 2 entire days. I don't know about this.
For 2 entire days.
It's horribly overpriced for a 2-day trip.
It probably is, but what you gonna do? Alright, so that's that side of the hallway. Or maybe not, let's see here.
It costs $2.75 per kilobyte to use wireless internet up here.
Per kilobyte? That's awful. That's terrible.
Let's see, 2 to the power of 10,000 is, I hate math.
So do I.
Most of the people on this ship say completely useless things.
This is true.
There's only a rare few who say something worth your listening.
This is true.
My computer is full of viruses.
Oh, really? Would one of those viruses happen to be Rusty Salisk?
I'm going to the audio game convention on board. Some developer of games for the blind is hosting it.
That's great.
This spaceship is supposedly the most fortified vessel known to mankind. Someone stole my perfume.
I don't care.
Dragons are an extinct species.
Okay. Says you.
Starwalkers, take a stroll on heaven. That's the advertisement, but that's not what I'm doing.
All right then.
I can use magic, really, I can.
You don't say.
My daughter paid for me to go on this trip. Enjoying your trip so far?
Alright, we've been in there.
You look familiar.
Really? Well, you don't.
There's lots to do on this flying fortress.
Like what? like walk around and invade everyone's cabin? I'm just walking in.
Excuse me, are you an alien?
Nope. Not quite.
I'm going to church now. God bless you.
That's great. You have fun at your mass there.
You can run away from battles.
Alright, I think we have been through this whole floor.
You are in cabin 109.
Alright, so let's hit the next floor. There we go. Let's keep on going here. This is going to take a while. I'm sorry, you guys. Although I think it's highly entertaining to hear what these people have to say. That's the one thing I do like about this game, is there's a lot of atmosphere and just random things that don't really matter. But.
Residential floor 4.
Alright, so here we are. I'm going to start with the cabins on the northern wall. And let's do this.
I'm going to see a movie in the foreign lounge tonight.
That's great.
This is my 15th time on Paladin.
15? Damn, where are you going?
I'm looking for a fun audio game to play.
Why don't you play this one?
My kid won't shut up.
That's great. So there are 124 cabins, I think. Or it's 120 or 24.
In a battle, you can choose defense to double your defense for one turn. It's pretty useless if you ask me. I mean, you are basically allowing them a free attack.
This is true.
I'm too busy to talk right now.
That's great. And there's a spelling mistake in that.
Comedy show in the Helium Lounge. Hurrah. I can't remember, what's Starwalker's advertising slogan? Haha. I won the boss battle.
What boss battle?
There are speakers that play music in the lounges.
That's great.
I've lost my backpack. You haven't seen it, have you?
Nope.
When playing the game in hard mode, there will be a hidden set of two dice located right of the save point in the entrance and exit area.
That is a useful tip.
My 100th birthday is tomorrow.
All right.
Air hockey is fun. Air hockey is fun. I'm going to the general gaming facility for a game.
All right. If you say so.
After my husband broke up with me, I was devastated. I decided to go on this trip to hopefully help me forget about that.
Alright then.
This machine relies too heavily on software. This machine relies too heavily on software. I fear a simple virus could bring it down.
Aha! Save that little tidbit of information in your brain.
I'm studying the recent history of planet Earth. I have a pet fly. Everyone says I'm crazy.
You are.
There are endless activities on board. You should check out the recreation floors.
I will.
I think I got the worst floor of the ship.
All right.
Despite the fact that I am young, I understand much about this craft. Despite the fact that I am young, I understand much about this craft. For example, I know it is held up by a magical fairy. Nobody believes me.
Yeah, I think that's a bunch of, I think that's a bunch of baloney.
I'm feeling a bit lightheaded. I've heard of a supposed smuggling operation on board. How the heck is that supposed to happen? Getting my passport was a real pain.
See, I thought somewhere there was supposed to be a treasure. But maybe not, let's see. Alright.
You are in residential floor 4. Residential floor 3.
Alright, what I'm gonna do.
I ordered room service, but when my coffee arrived, there was a hair in my cup.
Ugh.
Yuck. Select.
Okay.
Audacity.
I'm going to pause the recording. I will be right back. Alright, guys, I am back.
Paladin.
We are continuing to explore cabins in the hope that we find a treasure.
I heard on the news about how some kid killed a dragon. Might have been able to believe it if they were to show footage, but they didn't.
Yeah, no.
Yawn, I could use a nap.
You go do that.
Haha. I've been waiting for this trip for years.
You go do that.
I fell in love with a soda can. Is that wrong?
What? A soda can? And yes, that is wrong. On so many levels.
I want to play video games.
That's great.
All day, all night.
That's
video
great.
Games.
Video games.
Think. All the planets we will see in this 2-day trip.
That's great.
Nobody understands the effort it takes to run this flying wonder. I used to work on board. I won this trip as part of a free giveaway.
All right. Says you.
Room service.
Room service. Nope, not room service. Just a random guy walking around.
I read my fortune in the stars. It told me that if I were to book a trip with Starwalkers, I would win all the money I spent back through gambling. I really trust the stars. This trip's going to credit.
Right. Sure you do. Sure you do.
You look like my dear son who died in the war.
Nope. I'm not him. Leave me alone.
I'm not too sure I like this thing. I mean, what's keeping it in the air anyway?
I don't know.
I am afraid of heights. Ah, get me off of here. Something feels wrong.
Alright. Says you.
Leave me alone, youngin. I'm a computer programmer. It would be very neat to know how this thing's systems work.
Yes, it would. I wonder if it runs on Linux, or Windows 95, or Windows 3.11 for workgroups. Ooh, man, that would be sad, wouldn't it?
I'm from Germany. Starwalkers carries many a person from many a nationality.
Windows 3.11 for workgroups. Oh boy.
You look strange. You're not from a civilized country, are ya?
Are you?
You can find clocks in various locations. If you talk to one, you can find out the time. Please respect closed doors.
Haha. Nope. Not gonna happen. Hey, that's a good title for this, video.
Starwalkers is a weird name for a space cruise line company.
Please respect closed doors.
I mean, you can't really walk on the stars.
And no, you can't.
If you want to feel as if you are outside, go out onto the wing.
Oh, let me read that again.
The wing is a simulated outdoor environment on the side of the ship.
Yep, I've already been there.
Raven's the name, success is my game.
Okay. That floor was useless.
You are in residential floor 3.
Alright, two more to go, and then I promise I will end this video, because I know it's getting rather long.
Get out of my cabin. I swear, Starwalkers doesn't care for our privacy much.
Apparently not.
I believe dragon halflings aren't evil.
That's good.
It is pretty easy to figure out what floor a given cabin number is on. There are always 24 cabins to a floor, and there are 5 floors. This makes for a total of 120 cabins.
That's helpful.
I've always wanted to go up to the 10th floor. I think Director Chevron is cute.
I think that's supposed to be Teehee, but it's not reading it right. And that sounds like a valley girl. Or not a valley girl, but just a...
More beer. More beer, please.
More beer. Not a valley girl, but just a girly girl.
I'm going to the bar to get a drink.
Good for you.
The bar is on the 3rd recreation floor. The beds are comfortable for more than just sleeping in, you know. You can sit back and watch TV in them as well.
That's great. What show are you watching? Is it Doctor Who? Are you watching Daleks? Destroy things?
I'm going to the arcade to play some games.
That's great.
It's expensive, but this flying fortress is well worth the money.
Sure.
I'm bored. I'm gonna play a board game.
That's terrible. That's an awful pun. That's punny.
I had Starwalkers. I'm never flying with them again. I had Starwalkers.
I hate Starwalkers? I think that was a typo. Boy, you gotta fix your typos in your game.
Some say this ship was used in the Human-Dragon War of 2037.
Really?
If I had to choose between living on this spaceship forever, or dying in a palace made of gold, I'd choose a palace made of gold.
Okay...
What do you mean that's a stupid thing to say?
That is a stupid thing to say.
Gabriel's a nice kid. I do wish I had never had him though. This whole Dragon War business has made him have to grow up too quickly. I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
Oh, alright. Keep that little tidbit of information in your brain too. That'll come in handy later.
Some say Director Chevron used to work with the Halfling Hunt.
Maybe, who knows?
Monkeys. I love monkeys.
That's great. Where's your monkey?
Meteor storm up ahead. Luckily, we're in competent hands. I hate halflings. They need to all get caught already.
You're nice.
Ever heard of Captain Hardart?
Who?
Legend says he flew space cruisers like this over 20,000 years ago. What a load of crap. Starwalkers probably only have 2-day trips due to the fact that's all they can store food enough for.
Okay.
Ah, you scared me. Don't scare me. Paladine? That name sucks.
It does.
I hate this machine. $16,000 wasted.
Then why are you here? Alright, so that's that. We have one more floor. If I don't find what I'm looking for, I will be very angry. And
residential floor one.
This recording will end very, very soon.
This galactic cruiser seems like something out of a sci-fi movie. I am relying on gambling to make up for the absurd price I couldn't afford to pay for this trip.
Well then.
Simon Chevron, the director of this flight, is a dear friend of mine.
Oh, that's a clock. Let's see something real quick, though.
The time is 8:10 a.m.
So no time has passed at all since I've been wandering around.
Today's...
That's great.
The beds are nice and soft.
I'm pretty sure there should be a treasure here somewhere.
I wonder if they've got a hunting simulator on board. I don't want my skills to get rusty. You are in cabin 8. You are in cabin 7. I'm hungry.
So am I.
Come here, you. Greg has challenged you to a battle.
Oh?
Select your move. Roll dice.
Oh, so he wanted me to battle. Alright, fine.
Energy burst.
Yeah! Energy burst!
Kelly. Greg attacks Kelly, dealing 5 damage. So 88%.
Yeah! Energy burst!
Kelly casts a perfect energy burst, dealing 33 damage. Greg. You select.
Yeah! Energy burst!
Kelly. Greg. Defense. You.
Yeah! Energy burst!
Kelly. Greg. Select 50%. 250 of 270.
You. Yeah! Energy burst!
Kelly. Greg. Select. Defense. Use.
Yeah! Energy burst!
Kelly. Greg. Select. You.
Yeah! Energy burst!
Kelly. Greg. Select 15%.
Yeah!
Here we go.
Energy burst!
Kelly, Greg,
yeah! Energy burst!
Greg defeated. Kelly has gained 150 experience points. Ross has increased to level 10. Strength, Kelly has received 30 coins. As he lays on the ground, temporarily unconscious, you find and take a valuable looking watch from his right arm.
Aha!
As restitution for the assault and more importantly, the inconvenience.
Assault, but that's alright.
Kelly found an antique watch. Kelly stored the antique watch in the treasure's pocket. Go away. A-H-H-H-H.
So that is what we were looking for. And I believe that guy is in a random cabin each time you start, but let's just explore the rest of these.
I want to touch the moon.
Just for the sake of it.
I despise all non-humans.
Well, you're just wonderful.
Security help.
Why do you need security?
My dad's brother is the King of England.
That's great. And someone is messaging me.
Let's see. Void main left paren, right paren, left brace. What's next? What's next? HMMM. I suck at programming.
Have fun coding. Alright, we've got one more. I think we've got 12 caverns to go.
I feel like I am dreaming. Am I really on Paladin? I wonder how much gas this monster eats per trip. You're ugly.
What? How dare you?
Yeah. I love karate.
Oh yeah, we already saw this guy.
It would be great fun to skydive from this thing. Best thrill you'd ever have.
I don't think so.
Pity it comes at a terrible cost.
Yeah, I have too much self-preservation. Sorry.
Oh, www. My head.
Too bad. I'm not gonna help you.
Hold up.
Alright. Hola to you too.
The food's amazing. I think I'm gonna go up to one of the restaurants.
You go ahead and do that. Alright, we have a few more rooms to go.
Time to play card games.
Card games like Hearts and Spades? I love playing Hearts and Spades.
It would be so cool if we couldn't land due to some mechanical failure.
That would not be cool. That would be awful. That would be consistently awful.
We could stay on the ship longer.
No.
You should try a healing potion. They make you feel very good.
Yes, I've tried them.
I'd give you one, but I'm all out.
You're lame.
I've got a headache. Although ironic, I often find a good fight cures my headaches.
Oh,
if
no.
You can't help me cure my headache, I'll give you something.
Uh-oh.
Lori has challenged you to use a dragon's 231 of 2
and yeah!
Kelly can Lori 225 58
yeah! Energy burst.
Kelly casts a perfect energy burst, dealing 40 damage. Lori defeat. Kelly has gained 70 exp. Kelly has received 30 coin. As I promised, take this special gift. Kelly found a die. Kelly stored the die in the item's pocket. Thanks for helping me with my situation earlier.
Thank you for the die. Alright, that is it, you guys. So...
you are in residential floor 1.
That is it. So, I think I'm going to end this recording. You guys take care. I will be back. Bye.